2025 meeting of the University City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Brenner.
Present.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda. The city manager has asked that we remove bill number 9566, I believe. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to approve the amendment of removing bill number 9566. Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. You now have before you the amended agenda for tonight's meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Thiemann, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the January 27th, 2025 study session minutes of the work plan and summer camp. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the February 10th, 2025 study session minutes of the solid waste rate increase and recommendation. Is there a motion to approve those minutes? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before the February 10th, 2025 regular minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no appointments this evening. We have no swearings in. And Madam Clerk, I don't believe we have any requests to speak at this time.
That is correct.
If we do have any folks, I think I know everybody in the room, and I think everybody in the room knows how to fill out the request to speak, but there are forms by the door. If you'd like to speak, and you can speak either on agenda or non-agenda items, give your name and address, and then you're limited to 5 minutes. We'll move forward with, are there any council comments at this time? Hearing none, there is no public hearing this evening. We have before you on the consent agenda one item, the professional services agreement contract with ZoneCo to perform a complete revision of the zoning ordinance. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council. There are no city manager updates tonight, so I will move into item L2. Item L2 is ask that you receive a presentation on the comprehensive annual financial report. I believe that Finance Director Keith Cole will be presenting, or at least recognizing the presenter for this item. Mr. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. I'm Romero, members of council. Yeah, as on an annual basis, the city is required by state statute to get an annual audit. And this year we have contracted with Sikich, and we have Mike Williams from Sikich to do our presentation of the fiscal year 2024 annual audit report.
Welcome, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Mayor. Again, my name is Mike Williams. I'm a principal at Sikich, and we've recently issued audit reports that I've got hard paper copies here that I was going to review with the mayor and council, and just kind of flip through them. It won't take too long. And if you have questions as we go through them or questions at the end, is fine too. But the first one I was going to start with is this one. It's the annual comprehensive financial report. It contains the audited financial statements, independent auditor's report on those statements. That's the main part of the audit. So just to jump into it, past the table of contents, the first thing is a transmittal letter, and it's on city letterhead, dated February 17th. And I do like this just in general because it has other information in the about the city other than just the numbers for the fiscal year. But the profile of the city, economic conditions, updates, budget controls, things like that, some other important type items. After that, then there's a list of principal officials and an org chart. And then on Roman numeral page 7, there is a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting. Now, this is on the prior year financial report. The city turns this in to the Government Finance Officers Association for review. And so the congratulations to the city on that. I think it just demonstrates accountability and transparency, those types of things that the city achieved. So that's the certificate. After that, then the next thing is the next section is the financial section. And the first part of that is the independent auditor's report. It's on Sikich letterhead. And I think this is important because all the information in this report is the city's representation. That's your information. And our job is to audit that information. So this is what you get when you get an audit. It's just the auditor's opinion. So the first couple of paragraphs on this are the most important part. The first paragraph, it says we've audited the financial statements. So it says what we've audited. And then the second paragraph says, in our opinion, the financial statements referred to present fairly in all material respects. So those are the magic words you're looking for from an auditor, that there's no modifications, no qualifications, or what we also call a clean opinion. And that's similar to what the city received in the prior year. But anyway, I think that part's important. Next couple of pages have other information about the audit, and a couple of pages after that has more information related to the other parts of the report. And then there's another letter after that letter called the Independent Auditor's Report on Internal Controls and Compliance. And this is supposed to communicate that the auditors do more than just take the information from the city and put it on this report, give it back to you. They also review internal controls and compliance with material compliance requirements. And if there is any significant items, those should be reported here. Well, the only thing reported is similar to prior year on page 6. There's a condition that we did find adjusting journal entries that needed to be made, and that's similar to what the city's had before. So I just wanted to point that out. So that's one item that we found in the report. After that, then, excuse me, on the MD&A page 1, this is called the Management's Discussion and Analysis. And I usually like to review information beginning on page 5. Page 5 and 6 and 7 have summarized comparative information this year compared to the previous year. So page 5 then is has assets and liabilities and net position reported for the governmental activities, and then the business type activities, and then a total. And then there's a change column between 2024 and 2023. So just the governmental activities are primarily, the general fund and the TIF funds, tax funds, things like that. And the business type activities are things like the golf fund, the solid waste fund, and then there's a total. So anyway, just to talk about some of the amounts on the total columns shows thanks. total assets are around 91 million at the end of 2024 compared to around 95 million at the end of 2023. So that's a decrease of around four million or so. Then there's some deferred outflows and inflows, but the bigger amounts then are also liabilities. We can see that the total liabilities around 104 million versus about 112 million. So almost an $8 million decrease in liabilities. So some decrease in assets, a larger decrease in liabilities. And so overall, then that means that the difference between those is called the net position. So that's supposed to be the net financial position for the city, which shows, we can see in the, just looking again, the total columns, some improvement. There was negative 17 million in the previous year, and that's improved to negative 16 million. Oh, that's better. So anyway, that's just, these are big picture summarized financial reports. It's all the funds blended together on a full accrual basis with all the assets and all the liabilities. And there's more details on all this further in the back, but that's a good summary of the balance sheet, which is a statement of net position this year compared to the previous year. And on page 7 then says a city's statement of activities. So again, this is all the funds blended together. You can see the governmental activities, the business type activities, and then overall, you can see that the total revenues are around $47.5 million compared to $48.8 million the previous year. $1.4 million less. It's primarily related to the ARPA funds. That's that $3.5 million some odd dollar intergovernmental under general revenues that was there in 2023 that we didn't have recognized in 2024. And then the expenses, you can see those by functional area. Those have decreased about $21 million compared to the previous year. The big item on that was the planning and development, the issuance of the debt in 2023 that we didn't have in 2024. Anyway, that's the overall big picture summary of the revenues and expenses this year compared to the previous year. And then again, it reconciles to the overall net position at the bottom of that schedule. So that's the government-wide presentation. And then to jump into some of the fund financial statements beginning on page 10 is the balance sheet for the governmental activities. And the main thing on this, I like to talk about the general fund. It's the main operating fund of the city. Reports total assets around $24.7 million. Then there's liabilities and deferred amounts. And then the difference between all the assets and the liabilities and deferred amounts is fund balance. And so we can see the fund balance at the end of June to be about $21.8 million for the general fund. And you can see those other types of amounts for the other funds listed on the page. These are the major funds. There's also a lot of other funds of the city. We call those non-major funds because they're smaller in relation to the totals, and they're all listed further in the back. Page 12 then is again the funds for the governmental funds. The main fund on this page is also the general fund. So just to review the activity for that, total revenues for the year about $28 million, expenditures around $30 million, but there's other sources and uses around $3 million. And so overall, the net change in fund balance is around $88,000. So not much increase, not much decrease for the main operating fund of the year. And it reconciles to fund balance at the bottom of the page. Public safety sales tax, just some bigger numbers on this page. You can see the revenues and expenses related to that, but also had a transfer out. So overall, there's a decrease in fund balance related to that. And then the Olive I-170 TIF funds, I had a decrease in that too, related to the further implementation of that project. So that's the balance sheet and revenues and expenses for the main governmental funds. After that, pages 14 and 15 have the major proprietary funds, parking garage, golf course, and solid waste. But the P&L, the revenues expenses are on page 16. So just a few things on this that we see that the parking garage had a smaller loss. Golf course had some increase in change in net position, but the solid waste fund did have about $1 million loss and change in that position. So similar to the previous year, but I see you have something on your agenda later on to address that. Cash flow statement is the next couple of pages, and similar to a regular company, proprietary funds charge fees for their services. So this is presented like a regular company. And so you can see the cash or the activity in a little bit different perspective. It's like the cash in and cash out. So like a regular company, you want to look at this. This breaks down the amount of money coming in from cash flow from operating activities. I'm on page 17. And then there's other things like, and you want to see what your cash flow from operating activities is, because that's the amount of money that you need to finance to make up the difference, or amount of money to available to pay debt or to buy new fixed assets, things like that. So that's why cash flow statements are important. Okay. Page 19 and 20 have to do with the pension trust funds, the employee plan, and the police and fireman's plan. Well, as you can see, primarily the assets and the pension plans are investments, and there's more details on this, a lot of more details on this further in the back. But I guess the other larger thing is the third line from the bottom on page 20 shows the change in net position of positive $7 million for the both plans for the year. Okay, so that is the financial statements. And then page 21 begins the notes to the financial statements. And note one is summary of significant accounting policies. And I wasn't going to talk about that much since those don't change much from the previous year. And then page 31 then begins the first detailed note, which is cash and investments. So this is important because note 2A is says deposits on it. And deposits to us means cash deposits. And so there's a state law that requires the cash in the bank to be secured by pledged securities or FDIC. So in case there's a problem with the bank, your cash is secured. And this second paragraph says it's balances are entirely secured or collateralized. So that's good. And then there's a listing of investments. Again, this is just the city investments, not the pension plans, but sometimes you want to know what your investments are in. So those are listed on the next couple of pages. Page 33 begins note 3 on the capital assets. And this is broken down into several categories, but sometimes I'll look at page 34 just for the big picture perspective. Page 34 and 35, the bottom line on these schedules is are the capital assets depreciating faster than you're replacing them or not? And in this case, it shows we had 43 million, the 43.9 million of capital assets for the governmental activities at the beginning of the year and 43.2 at the end of the year. So they have depreciated throughout the year. Similar type of information on page 35 for the business type activities. And then page 36 gets into long-term debt. And I think long-term debt is important because this is like your mortgage, the long-term liabilities that the city has to pay in the long run. So there's various types of these, tax increment, bonds and notes, leases, compensated absences, things like that. And then that's also broken down into governmental activities and business type activities. So anyway, you can see that more of that was paid down. So part of our improvement in the financial position at the beginning, as I said, that the liabilities were less, and that's because these liabilities, these long-term liabilities were paid down during the year. Okay. Then the retirement plans begin on page 38. And again, there's the two plans. On page 39 begins the non-uniform plan. I was going to mention a couple of things on these on page 41. I think it's important that you understand that there's a column of numbers at the bottom of page 41. And the first one is called the net pension liability. So that is, that's the actuarial pension liability that the actuary calculates. That's the long-term future liabilities. And then the planned fiduciary net position, that's the amount of cash and investments that's available to pay that liability currently. So you compare the first column, the liability versus the amount available, and you can see that they're pretty close. And this year, we actually report an asset of $156,000 compared to a liability last year at the top of the schedule on the right side of $2,368,000. So that's an improvement on the non-uniform plan. And again, we kind of talked about the reason for that is because of the investment income that was noted on the financial statement in the front of the report. And then the police and fire plan begins after that. And on page 45, we have similar information for the police and fire plan. It shows a pension liability of around $41 million, but the planned fiduciary net position on this page of around $31 million. So a net overall net pension liability of around that $9.7 million. Now it's improvement from the prior year of $12 million. But anyway, overall, that's the big picture summary of the liability and the assets available and the net pension liability for the police and fire fund. Let's see. There are also deferred inflows and outflows, which the city records details on the investments for several pages. Pages 51 and 52 have the breakdown between the two funds for their balance sheets and revenues expenditures for the year. Note 6 begins on page 53, and that's the post-employment benefit that the city has, because there's also a plan where a city pays some health insurance benefit for retirees. So there's a calculation of the liability related to that at the bottom of page 44. It shows about $900,000 of liability. Pages 56 and 57 get into the interfund information. There's transfers between the funds. There's amounts due to and due from funds, and then advances between the funds. So those are reconciled on those couple of pages. Page 58 gets into risk management, and risk management is insurance. So it's a insurance disclosure, and then there's commitments and contingencies on number 9. Page 59 has information about the negative net position, tax abatements, economic development loans, lessor disclosures, conduit debt information. And on page 60, it gets into the subsequent events and adjustments for the prior year. So that's all the financial statements and the notes to the financial statements. After that, I was going to mention a few things about the other parts of this report. On pages 61 and 62 begin the supplemental information. And sometimes I like to, these details are what makes up the information at the front of the report, but you also get the original budget, the final budget, the actual revenues and expenditures report, and the difference between the final budget and the actual amounts. So at the top of page 62, there's a line that says total revenues. So we can see the total revenues were around $900,000 under budget for the year. So this is the general fund. So again, I've told you I like to talk about the general fund. Page 65 then is total expenditures. And we can see the total expenditures are about $1.5 million under budget. So under budget for expenditures. And you see those budget to actual information on the rest of the, there's a lot of that budget actual information, multiple year trend information for the pension plans and the OPEB plans. The smaller funds are all listed on, pages 74 and 75 or 75 and 76. Looks like my 76 is cut off because of the binding, but so that I wanted to mention those, more budget to actual schedules for that. And at the end of the report is the statistical section, which has a lot of that information for 10 years that you can see for the previous 10 years also. So that is all I was going to talk about related to that. And I can go ahead and jump into the next two reports. The next one I was going to mention is a single audit report. And this is because the city gets its over $750,000 of federal expenditures for the year. There's a letter on top of that called the Independent Auditor's Report on Compliance and Internal Controls for the federal programs and for the federal awards. And so if there were any, again, significant deficiencies or material weaknesses related to the federal programs, they would have to be reported in this report. And there are no findings like that for this report. Page 4 of this report has the listing of the federal awards for the fiscal year. They total $1,657,000. The largest amount is the federal program listed at the bottom of that page, $934,000. It says disaster grants, public assistance, but that's the FEMA amounts for the flood from a couple of years ago. Let's see what else. Again, the deficiencies listed on page 7, the city's response to that is on page 9. And well, we've talked about the adjustment that created the significant deficiency amount. And then the last report I was going to talk about is this one. It's the auditor's communication to mayor and council. There's a transmittal letter on it. There's a several page report on other information related to an audit. There's a couple of pages of the adjustments that we referred to that we came up with during the audit. The last letter is titled the management letter. So if we have other things that we want to communicate to the city, we put these in this report. And there are 8 other comments that we had. Anyway, I just to summarize them, comment number 1 just says that we recommend the city review certain liability accounts. Number 2, we recommended the city review the operating costs of the functional expenses of the internal service fund in order to allocate those. Number 3 is a recommendation to review of the inventory software. Number 4 has to do with reviewing the outstanding receivables to see if there's any adjustments or items needed to resolve those. Number 5 has to do with a review of the daily receipts at the golf department. Number 6 had to do with credit card policies and procedures for receipts on that. Number 7 has to do with approving overage amounts related to the personnel hours carried over. And the last one had to do with the census. When reviewing the pension census, that there was a slight difference in the number of members reported. So that was real quick. I didn't want to read them all to you, but those are the 8 comments we had. And then following that, there's a list of future accounting pronouncements that for the city's consideration. So just ideas for the future. So with that, that's my 3 reports. I'd be happy to take any other comments, questions, thoughts.
Mr. Williams, first, thank you very much for a very complete report. We appreciate the work that you and your firm do. Are there questions from members of council, either for Mr. Williams or for Mr. Cole? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. And I've got the same coughing phenomenon you got. So a couple things. Thank you for your presentation. On page 38, I'll note just a minor, there's a Scrivener's error. It says police and firemen's retirement fund there. So the C is missing from police. But more importantly, so for non-uniform, we've talked a lot about uniform pensions, certainly since I've been a part of this body. We've not talked a lot about non-uniform. I'm suspecting we don't have a lot of conversation about that because it is the term fully funded? Is that the right term? Am I...
I'm going to take a drink before I answer that.
Please do.
But there's a lot of different ways to slice or to consider the amounts for pension plans. In this case, it does show that the assets exceeded the actuarial pension liability. However, there are deferred inflows and outflows. I don't know if you've had an actuarial presentation related to your report, but there's more to it than just that. There's a lot of other disclosures in here. I did kind of summarize what you said, but on the other hand, I think you're leading up to the right thing that in this case, the non-uniform plan shows an asset at June 30, 2024 versus the other plan, which shows a deficit.
Okay.
That's a big picture that I think you're asking.
Thank you. And my second question is to the, I guess to the city manager or director Cole, I don't know who's better positioned to answer this, but it relates to the significant deficiency. I think to your comment, this is something that we've seen, I think even with the last auditor mentioned in some form or fashion. And as I understood, there were reasons why we didn't fully address it. And if my memory could be refreshed as to what that reasoning is, that would be helpful.
Well, I can go ahead and start. I'd say that, we did have that before. And this isn't unusual for auditors to find a significant deficiency or an adjustment. I mean, you hire auditors, they come in, they look at all these numbers in here. And if we find an adjustment that needs to be made for receivables, payables, investments, fixed assets, debt, all those types of things, pension, that's not unusual to find that type of finding. But if you want to address it, there was a different issue last year. This year, there was issues with the fixed assets. Last year, I believe it was what we call SPEEDA adjustment related to subscription-based information technology related to a new accounting pronouncement, a GASB accounting pronouncement that the city was required to implement. So slightly different reasons is the way I would explain it, but happy to take any other thoughts. Oh, there he is.
Answer your question. So yeah, in previous years, yeah, we have so many funds and so many accounts that it's abundant to try to, we're trying to reconcile all those accounts, and it's difficult to try to get them reconciled in a timely manner. So once we submit our trial balance to the auditors, that's when they start racking up on the entries that we send them. And then once they do find other adjustments, then that's, a ding with us. But this year, we had some challenges with our fixed assets system. It duplicated all the disposals. So then we had to work with our accounting software to try to get that rectified. That got rectified, but then in order to get everything corrected, then we had to make multiple journal entries to get it all corrected. So that was kind of the main issue for this year. But my goal is every year is to try to get to have the journal entries as minimal as possible. I mean, that's my utmost goal each year. It's a big uphill battle to try to get that done.
Honorable Mayor, Director Cole, if you could also indicate the difference between a significant deficiency and a material deficiency. I just want to make sure that the public understands the distinction.
The definition of those in here. These other comments we had, they're like lower level comments. And then there's a significant deficiency is kind of the medium level. And a material weakness would be a more significant finding. It's the highest level of finding that we can have, I guess, other than a fraud report. But those would be where you wouldn't be able to find a problem if you had it would be a material weakness, a material problem. So it wasn't that level. It was a significant deficiency, which just means we did have a finding related to these journal entries.
Mr. Clay.
Yep. And thank you, man. This is my last comment. And finally, I do really appreciate this. Do appreciate the report. Had an opportunity to talk to the city manager earlier about this, about getting this just a little bit, having a little bit more time with it. There's a lot of information here. It's really important. It's well presented, and appreciate that. You have a great partner in Director Cole and his finance team. Getting a little bit more time with it, I think, would really be helpful for me. So with that, thank you, everyone.
Mr. Thiemann.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. I'd like to ask, by the way, I want to really commend you on the extraordinary report. Thank you very much. I mean, it really is detailed and I'd like to ask a question that I'll borrow it from my colleague, Councilman Clay. So tomorrow I'm going to be out in my lawn and my neighbor, Ann, who plays in the symphony, is going to walk by and she's going to ask me, John, what happened at council lately? And I'm going to say we had our annual comprehensive financial report. And she's going to say, oh, how are things going? Now, I'm a poet. I'm looking for the poetry here. How do I answer her in 25 words or less about the financial health of the city?
Yeah, that's we're not supposed to give opinions on the overall financial health of the city. We report the numbers the way they're supposed to be.
Okay, she's talking to you. She comes up to you. What'd you say?
I've heard this. Yeah, I'm a teacher. Can you give me a rating for the city? Yeah, we can't do that either. There's an unqualified opinion. I think I said the words, there's an improvement in the financial position overall from the government-wide statements. However, that's made up of a lot of other numbers. The general fund's an important number. And we did mention the significant deficiencies. So there's some good things and some things that to improve on. There's budget to actual information. So you're under budget for the revenues, which I mentioned, but you're also under budget on expenditures. So is that 25 words or less? Probably not.
Yeah, it's close.
I tried to hit on some of the, like I said, more important things that are different than last year. I tried not to review every single page in detail. I tried to give you some of the highlights. So yeah, it's not 25 words, but.
Thank you. You've been very helpful. And this is an extraordinary report. I commend.
I know it's a lot to go over too. And I do try to leave off. If you do have any questions as things go along, please feel free to contact, Keith, or you can our number's on the cover of the report too. So if you have any questions, let us know. So, because yeah, I know it's 100 some pages, lots of information in here.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Thiemann, I think generally most people consider the health of especially a municipal organization based upon the reserves that are within the general fund. And in your policies, you've established a minimum of 18%, 17 or 18% of what the expenditures are. And based upon this audit, We had originally budgeted to be at 38%, and I believe based upon this audit, we're at 47. Now, I will tell you that in my mind, that's likely too high, but perhaps not for our community at this time because of the construction projects that we have underway.
If I could jump in, a couple of things I would like to say, twofold. First is that while I recognize the significant is kind of medium, I do recognize that it's been 2 years in a row, and I hope that both the city manager and the director of finance understand that where we're sitting, that is one heightened level up. And so in my mind, one of the good things, and I think one of the things we should be asking you is, what do you need from us so that we don't have this on this report next year? You don't have to answer it now, but I'm just saying where we're sitting, if we have a very, very clean bill of health here and we have one little nick, I think our job is to say, what do we need to do to help address that nick? And then the second thing I would ask is for the smaller things, I think we already had a response someplace in here. I think it would probably behoove, at least myself, my guess is my colleagues would agree, to get an update on the other items that were listed and if they've been rectified or what the plans are to rectify them. I realize they were much more minor, but still things that probably need to be addressed. So it'd probably be good if in a month or so we got a report back that said, here were the items and here's what's happened. And again, this is as much about us as it is you. If there's something that we need to be doing that changes how this is done so that we do not have a significant deficiency, I would appreciate knowing what it is. That's a statement, probably more than a question. I'll leave that to the city manager and Director Cole. Are there other questions, either of Mr. Williams or of Mr. Cole from the body? Hearing none. Thank you very much for your report.
Good. Yep. Very good. Thank you.
We have no unfinished business this evening. You have before your resolution number 2025-02, amending the fiscal year of 2025 budget, amendment number one, and appropriating said amounts. Is there someone who would like to make the motion to approve resolution 2025-02? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Did I get a second? I didn't see a hand. Dr. Bruce, I apologize. I was looking down. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of resolution 2025-02, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to new bills. Bill number 9564. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9564, an ordinance amending section 230.090 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to yard waste, recyclables, and prohibited solid waste by deleting the requirement that yard waste bags exhibit a yard waste sticker.
Thank you very much. We now have before us bill number 9565. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading of bill number 9565?
Bill 9565, an ordinance amending section 230.110 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to solid waste collection fees and billing by increasing refuse collection rates on all units.
Thank you very much. That concludes our new business for the evening. Is there any report from any member of council? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to report this very quickly to the council and especially to my colleagues in the First Ward that the Traffic Commission was not able to resolve the issue with the 7,000 and 7,100 blocks of Foresight on the south side. So that was not resolved. And so I'm going to pass along a couple of unofficial summaries to Mr. Rose. And so that actually have you address how we actually approach that issue to try to get that resolved. And so I just wanted to let you all know that that is still an issue. And but I will tell you this, that the chairperson, you know, the letters that we've been getting from this one person from that parks in that area and doesn't live in U City, but parks there. He's a WashU employee. I think that I don't think we're going to hear from him again because our commissioner for that for the traffic commission really in stern terms told him what how she felt and what she thought about him addressing this with the traffic commission and University City. So again, I just wanted to give you that report.
Any other reports? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, do we have any other? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fuller.
This has come across all of our desks, and just going to bring this up before next council meeting on February the 26th, St. Louis County Transportation is going to have a public hearing on Vernon Avenue at Centennial Commons, and it's addressing Vernon Street and the sidewalks from Midland to Westgate. And that is at beginning at 5 p.m. and ending by 7.
Anyone else? Hearing no one else on the council reports, the only thing I would say is that if anyone is not doing anything next, not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday, Mr. Rose and I will be giving this annual State of the City address with the Historical Society in this chamber. We'd welcome anyone's attendance who would like to come. I can't remember if that is broadcast. Do you remember, Ms. Reese? It is broadcast? Okay, thank you. So it's also broadcast at home. Any other comment, any other council comments at all?
Six.
Hearing none, a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Mr. Tears is our only attendee right now. Thank you for joining us.